Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
Welcome
I'm
back.
I'm honored to be a member of your brain trust.
To 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, folks. Everybody wants to get into the act. Well, a bunch of great Brain Trust members giving us their nice thoughts. We appreciate them very much. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary today, and we wouldn't want to do it with anybody besides our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes and one of yours, too. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, tell us about it.
Sure, Jim. So the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, we've been advocating for entrepreneurs and small business owners now for nearly 25 years. We do research and education and work on strengthening the ecosystem for startups and small business growth. So people can find out about us at sbecouncil.org, follow us on Twitter at sbecouncil, join us as an advocate for free and get our regular e-news. We'd love to have you engaged in our efforts.
And we'd love to have you throw a little money over there, folks, if you can invest in what they're doing. I'm telling you, they need the money. This is Karen, do you agree with me that a small business could get organized the way unions and the way the K Street lobbying organizations are organized? We could rule the world, couldn't we?
We could, and you know, what's
and the
crazy,
world would be a better place, too, wouldn't it?
It would, and we're making great progress. We have a seat at the table in a lot of the
You were at the White House venues. Right next to the president the other day, folks. This is what I'm talking about.
I was, and as I said, both the Senate Finance Committee and the Ways and Means Chairman are listening to us, as well as all the agencies in terms of what they can do to, you know, make all these systems, these regulatory systems, better for small business.
Yep.
But we have a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about it. And when we have the authentic voice of small business, real business owners and entrepreneurs at the table, we do much better and we can get there much faster. Absolutely.
So, and folks, that's from the voice of someone who works hard at this and whom we really admire her for that. Karen, I want to come back to this tax return thing, this tax bill that's going through the House. You mentioned earlier that they're going to is going to be maybe a new low rate from the personal side, not the pass through, but the personal side of 9% up to $200,000.
Right, on the pass through side.
Is that 9%. On the pass through? Okay, that's just on the pass through.
Yep.
The thing is, though, is that what I'm worried about is the Congress could pass this bill with all the best intentions, but by the time the IRS promulgates it, the Treasury Department and the IRS promulgates this bill, it could have all kinds of little tripwires and landmines that would affect how small business owners manage their money. And that's what I'm worried about. How do we prevent that?
Well, you're right, Jim. I mean, that's always, you know, the trade-off when you're not doing what we would prefer, and my friend Steve Forbes, you know, just a basic type of flat tax.
Right, yeah.
And which really would be the ultimate in terms of tax reform. You know, I think the Congress in this final bill, when the conference committee, when they come together, I mean, they've really got to be specific in terms of, you know, the rules and what they call the anti-abuse rules. I think there's got to be a generous, you know, safe harbor for small businesses so that the IRS can't walk all over them and, you know, be at their doorstep mm-hmm. in terms of, no, this is really wage income. No, this is really business income. But, you know, when you keep sort of these you know, the individual income tax and all these rates in place and you have these rules, you know, there is always the opportunity, you know, for the IRS
right.
and to send you a letter and do an audit. And so, I mean, I think the next step is we really need to continue to push for, you know, real simple tax reform.
Real reform. Real reform.
10% flat tax,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah,
Steve
exactly.
Forbes.
Hey, Karen, I only got a minute left. I need to
sure.
ask you a question. There's talk about putting something in here that would defund the or would neutralize the penalty for not filing or not having an Obamacare policy. Is that going to happen or not?
You know, I hope it does. You know, repealing the
But could that not, would that not complicate things, though, and maybe can create a problem for the tax bill?
Right. So from a practical and from, you know, this makes sense to do it, but from a political, you're asking me all a political question, it may complicate it, and it will probably come out just in terms of what I'm seeing. But I think it makes total sense in terms of driving more revenue to the government, but also, I mean, being a pay-for. But yeah. Also, you know, just it really affects people on the, you know, middle class and lower end of the
income. Small businesses hate Obamacare.
Yeah, exactly.
We hate it. It costs us money.
Amen.
Yeah, and I even heard Rand Paul acted like he would vote for it.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that, that's bizarre.
That's progress, right?
That's right. This is a sign of the apocalypse, isn't it? Hey, Karen, thank you for all the great years. Come back soon.
You bet.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got one more hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.